Eu quero balsai. Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to go ahead and hand over the reins to Elazar. I'm sorry, to Yeshua, in front of Elazar, right? Give over the reins that he to tell Kai Yisrael he's going to be the next leader. So what's the way they do it? On top of the page, Amata Oso Ufnei Elazar HaKohen, put Yeshua up there in front of Elazar, Ufnei Kol Eda, V'sivisa Oso Reinehem, and command him in front of them, in front of their eyes. Ramban Yishmu Kodas Mei Yisrael, everyone should listen. So the Ramban, Sephorna, let's start with Ramban. They're both very similar in a way, but they're a little different, but very similar. Let's start with Ramban first, second piece over here, in the middle of the piece, by the arrow. What does it mean? It doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Avo v'sivisa oso reinehem. What does that mean? You should command him in front of their eyes. She'yisavendu b'mitzvas hanagid v'ashofet. He should command them with the mitzvah that he's the leader. Right, he's a shofet, he'll be the leader. Point him in front of Kai Yisrael. Ki bavur hayos al rosh, yafkidem biyado, yasirenu l'shtado ma'od b'inyonam. Right, because he'll be the leader, because I'm appointing him as the leader. Yafkidem biyado, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them over, giving Kai Yisrael over to his hands, to Yeshua's hands, v'yasirenu, and he's gonna warn him, l'shtado ma'od b'inyonam, to go ahead to make sure he's instruct Yeshua in front of them to go ahead and be mishtal, to be very careful about Kai Yisrael's needs. Be their leader. Be there. Be care for them. Make sure they have a good breakfast, a good lunch, a good supper, whatever, right? Should be the leader, right? Care for them. V'yos nilcham mochamos Hashem, to fight the wars of Hashem, v'yahu hamos ha'mevi osam, v'yizor b'dav ha'mishpat, to be careful. Everything will get to them. Their personal needs, their spiritual needs, their lives, their mochamos, everything. Mishpat, Kosher mishpat, lawsuits, whatever. Basically, you should appoint them in front of them, and make sure for the purpose of that, and to instruct him that he should care for them. This is appropriate. It should be in front of them. Why in front of them? They should be boteach in him and listen to him. Because now they'll know that he will go carefully for them, be none for their matters, but darche emes, in truth, what's best. Kichein tziva osa rabo. Kichein osa Moshe, that's Moshe the later on. Vayikra Moshe Yeshua, vayorma gov, v'enichol Yisrael, chazak v'emas, ki atotovi, sa'azul osir v'oseichas. So basically the Ramban's bothered by, I guess, the kasha. What's the point? What's the purpose of why reinehem? Why should I go ahead and point Yeshua in front of them? Right? Let him just appoint Yeshua and tell them. Right? Tell them that, have a mass gathering, a big assembly. Let Yeshua sit in Beis Medrash and learn Torah. Don't bother him, right? And just tell Kai Yisrael that Yeshua is your new leader. And you know what? And I told Yeshua that he should be in charge. He should take care of you. Take care of all your physical needs, your spiritual needs, your mechama needs, right? Why is Reinehem? Why do you have to go ahead and point him and instruct him all this stuff in front of them? Says Ramban, very clearly Ramban says, it wouldn't have worked, right? It wouldn't have worked. There would a lack of connection, right? They would have, not be convinced. Okay, maybe he's a leader, maybe he's not the leader, he's not 100%, and does he really care for us? Does he really care for Kai Yisrael, But Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that I told him, right? Let him verbally say, I told Yeshua he should care for you. He's in charge, and it's your responsibility. I'll care for all your ruchnis and gashmis that can need. Rabosai is going to be lacking. Okay, they might believe it. Something's missing. It's not going to have the effect. You want to make sure that Kai Yisrael recognizes that he's in charge, and that and they'll listen to him, and they'll recognize. They'll be boteach. They'll be have faith in Yeshua. You have to do it in front of them, because now they'll know. Right now, they'll realize that's because Moshe told them to. As they believe, they know if Moshe actually told them to go ahead, told Yeshua to go ahead and take care of them and be careful, be concerned for them, they'll accept that. They realize, hey, yeah, Yeshua's going to do a good job. Moshe, I've been told you to do it. You know, I'm going to do a shlicha. So he's a good, trusty emissary. That's not the issue. But if I didn't see him, tell him, right, if I didn't see him, instruct him in front of us that please take care of Chai Yisrael, that faith, that betachon, that assurance, that reliance on him as being the leader, ultimately cares for Chai Yisrael will not be there both sides. This is, to me, it's a mind-boggling chiddush. It's just the basic yisod, I guess, of ein odom eshmir l'riyah. A person can hear, a person can know something, right? A person can know that something is correct. He heard the instruction, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, this is what I told Yeshua. It's not going to have the same impact, not the same effect. And they're not going to reveal it, they're not going to have that faith. The Sforno Rabbi Moshe says it's very similar, much a drop different, but very similar concept. Appoint him as the leader in front of them, so that they should accept him and listen to him. Sivui is referring to appointed, not just the command, but to appoint. Right? Next one. Hold the malchus. Ten lo ezes shrora b'chayecha she'atchil linog bo kovet. Nachazach. It's not just it's the number one, you have to point them, like this, like the Ramban says, appoint them in front of them. There's the appointment should take place in front of them. And nosatam yotcha olav. What does that mean? Give him a little job. Give him a little, you know, chashivas. Make him and put him in charge of something right now. Give him a designate something. You're in charge of whatever. You're in charge of breakfast. I don't know. You're in charge of Sunday afternoon seder. Whatever it might be, right? You're in charge of something. Give him some chashivas right now. They'll act it out. They'll be mechabed him right now. Reman yishmu. V'tam haminu v'neihem. So why? What's up? Why do you have to do that? What's the point of doing v'neihem? Two things, right? Why are those two things necessary? To appoint them in front of them, and give them some hod b'chayecha. Ramanishmu b'kolo kol eda she'ema Sanhedrin. So we're talking number one to the leaders, to the gedolim. We're talking to Sanhedrin, not just to the people. The gedolei ador, the people who are most committed to Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Those people, the zikne am, the Sanhedrin, right? You have to make sure. Right, you want them to believe, them to listen to him. Otherwise, they're not going to listen to him so much. Because who is he? Well, Moshe told us that he appointed them. If that would have happened without his being there, it would have been lacking in that hargosha, in that confidence that he's the leader. I don't know. Moshe told us, but I don't know. I never saw it happen. But this is hard to understand. And not just that. And besides doing it in front of me, you have to go ahead and do an action or some kind of, I guess, chinuch hamusr, to actually show them he should have a job, appointment in a certain area, so that they'll actually begin to be mechabedim and they'll see it's happening, he's the leader, it's an action, it's happening, and therefore that'll carry over to later, Rabosai. Just knowing, just Moshe Rabbeinu telling them, Rabosai, I just now appoint Yeshua, he's in charge, and when I'm gone, he'll take over the whole thing. They will not be mechabed, they won't inherit Rabosai. Eino dom mishni uriah. There's a big difference between knowing something and understanding it, they're hearing it. The rave has to feel it. The fact that they knew, the fact that Moshe told them, it wouldn't have been sufficient. And it was important to make sure, take Yeshua out of the Beis Medrash, put him in front of you, make a whole big display, and go through the motions in front of them. What's the big deal? Moshe Rabbeinu is the most honest and trustworthy person in the world. If he tells them that, behold, I appointed Yeshua, it's not going to be sufficient. Both of us, listen to this. Yalkut Shimoni, in a similar vein also. This concept is mind-boggling. In Parash Pinchas also, Chachav of Yud Aleph, it says, you know, after the whole Mice Korach Adaso, they were swallowed up by the earth, by the land. When they Korach HaMesu, and the children of Korach did not die, I'm sorry, I didn't put that Rashi over here, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Chachav of Yud Aleph. The Rashi says, which you guys all know, Rashi says, when they Korach lo mesu, sorry. Here we are. Rashi, when they Korach lo mesu, heim hayu beisu tchila. When they Korach were involved in the whole tumult, they were in the same rebellion as Korach was, his children. U'b'shas ha'machokis, hiru b'tshuva b'livam. They did tshuva. They had some kind of hiru, they had a thought of tshuva in their heart. Therefore, they were placed on a high level, not the hottest spot, I guess, but a high level in Gehenna. Now, they did some kind of tshuva. Therefore, they reserved for them a special high place in Gehenna. Yashvu sham, and they sat there. That's what happened. They didn't die, and they didn't die. They were just, they didn't go down to the depths of Gehenna, but they were reserved a special spot. So the Yalkut Shimoni says in Tehillim, the Rach Ramos Aramos, I'm saying Korach Ramos Shira, I think. Shnei Ramos Reinu. So the Mei Korach are giving a speech. What do they say? We saw two different worlds. And as they went down, they went the earth split up, and they like hung in between. They were up on a high ledge, something like that. We'll see. But they said we saw, and they came back and told, gave us a report, right? I don't know exactly what that means, but right. But they're telling Kai Yisrael, we saw two worlds. Reinu shel tzadikim v'shel rishon. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ro dinim shel osam shebatchu acherim. Right? What's their speech? They saw the dinim of those that relied on their wealth. Shenemar habotchem acherim. They relied on their wealth to get through, to be successful, and to have a great position. Osa shah ein asham omed alehem. In that time, when it came time to this point over here, right? When it came time to be killed, so to speak, after the words of Korach and by Gehenna, it didn't help them at all, right? Their wealth did not save them at all. Gam kaspam, gam zahavam, lo yuchal atzilam. Didn't save them at all. Or if Gehenna, lo yomar adam b'shvil achi, o abba tzadik, ani nimrat, my father's a tzadik, my brother's a tzadik, I'm going to be saved because of him. Ein Avram matzo yishmol b'no, Avram can't save yishmol, lo Yaakov esav ochiv. All these cases, it's not going to make a difference, and your wealth will not save you. And then on the flip side, skip to the bottom piece, says, Al kein ho nira b'homir eres v'mot horim b'lev yomim, amru v'dei korach, al tiru me'oso, that's the second of the two worlds, right? The first world was, they said, we saw the world of those that the Rishon that relied on their chelam, they relied on their wealth, okay? And now we saw the other people also. Al tiru me'oso yom. Shebenah HaKadosh Baruch Hu oresh. Don't worry about it. There will be a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns everything upside down. It's the big tumult that will be destroyed. This is why v'heichan tzadikim omdim. What about tzadikim? So during that time, when Hashem turns everything upside down, b'yosa shah, b'yatam v'heichim Hashem olkechem, amrav yudan, amrav nei korach, al tis yaru. Don't be afraid. Tell Sadiqim, don't be nervous. Don't worry about it. Reu nisim sh'asa imanu. I'm telling you the nisim which Hashem did for us, b'nei Korach, because we did some kind of tshuva, sh'nemar, v'tid ha'ar says piya, v'anu hayinu t'guyim ba'avir. We were right in the middle of the air. We didn't go down, we didn't go up, whatever. I don't know exactly what it means, but we didn't die like everybody else did, but rather Hashem saved us because we did tshuva. So both sides of the coin, they said, and if they come back, I don't know exactly where they come, I'm not sure what this means exactly, but they gave a drush, they gave a speech. We had an experience, I want to share with you what we saw. We saw on one hand the problem with the Rishon, they're being punished no matter what, and those that relied on their chelam, relied on their wealth to save them, everything should be okay, and they thought they'll avoid Gehenna. No, they burnt in the lowest, darkest pits of Gehenna. Their wealth did not save them. We said go straight to the bottom. It didn't help them at all. Tzadikim, on the other hand, don't worry. There'll be nisim that happen. You don't worry about it. We were there, and we got hung in the middle of the air. We didn't go down, and everything was fine. I both say, okay, the second message by the tzadikim I could hear. You need chizuk, what's going to be, the terrible times of war, whatever, what's going to happen. Hashem just nisim to us. He'll do nisim for you guys also. I both say, what was the first thing? They gave a big speech. Those of you guys who rely on your wealth, you can't rely on it. It's not going to help you at all. Both say, every two-year-old, right? Every little kid knows you can't take it with you. It's not going to help. We talked about it on Shabbos that someone's buried whatever in his car, right? It's not going to help. They can't take it, right? You can't take it with you. So Carl says, I'm telling you a big lesson, Those guys, the money and everything, it didn't help in one drop. Of course it doesn't help. What's the happen? Rebosa, how can it possibly help? It doesn't make a word of sense. Everybody knows it can't help you, Rebosa. Rebosa, I think it's the same Yesod, I think. And this is Rosh Hashanah Shmuz. The same Yesod, a person might intellectually know that he's not going to take his money with him, it's not going to help him, in the long run it's not going to make a difference in his ultimate Olam Haba and Gehenim, Rahman al-Slan, it's not going to help him, but you have a sense of security, you have the rave doesn't feel it, you know, if you don't feel that, you know, just know intellectually, it's not going to have the same effect. And Korach tried to tell them, you should know, feel it in your bones, I'm telling you, picture, I was there, I saw it with my eyes, and now I'm telling you, it's not just the chazal someplace, not just your intellectual knowledge, but I was there, I saw it, and I saw them go straight down. The tzaddikim were saved, we were saved, we were held in the air, but the other guys went straight down, it didn't help them, bro. I saw that, I was at the Ma'is Shehoya. It wasn't just Tam, some kind of chazal, which you have to believe in. It's the Ma'is Shehoya, and they hoped that this would get the message across, that you know, both say you can't. They, I guess psychologically, a person relies on his money for everything, you know, for this world, for the next world, for Gehenna, the whole business, he relies on that because he feels very calm, I'm okay, I'm successful, I have everything I need, both say. And as they told him, it's not true, Rabosai. You know, it doesn't make it work. What's the Havamina? There's no Havamina over here, right? Both, there's a big Havamina. Because people, unless you hear something, unless you deeply understand and feel within your kishkes, in your heart, in your lave, then it has a different effect. That's all these Chazar, Rabosai. That's the whole Misal Shar, Rabosai, right? You have to know Machalas Abogamo, you have to hear it. And he says, whatever I said, Rabosai, you guys know, but you have to absorb it, you know? Like I mentioned Shir the other day, if you guys would dehair, not just know, if you dehair what your purpose in this world is. I'm here for a purpose. I want to do mitzvahs. I want to make billions, not the billions in the pocket, not these billions either, right? Not the billions of dollars, but the billions of Olam Haba, the schus to serve Hashem, do mitzvahs, get closer, be matar my nefesh, by becoming a more perfect person, and not just be here for 70, 80, 90, 100 years of a physical, you know, pleasure, physical, have a good time, we serve, but eternity. I'm here to accomplish, to make myself something for eternity, both. So we know that, we believe in that. Everyone in this room, I think, I hope, and I'm sure, everyone believes in that, right? We all believe in that. That's what we're here for. That's what Hashem, we're not just, I'm dropped down here, and we didn't just fall down out of some big bang, and, you know, Hashem put us here for a purpose, and we believe that. We learn the Mitzvah of Shomi, we learn that, well, the Mitzvah of Shomi, Rabosai. But it doesn't have an impact, because Eino Dom Meshmir Riyah, if you just know about it, if you don't see it. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to make sure Klal Yisrael sees that Yeshua is in charge, whether it's a minui or whether it's the actual shrora to do a certain job. And Korach wanted to tell them, I saw with my own eyes, I'm telling you, okay, they didn't see it, but it comes across much more powerful. Someone tells you, I was there, I saw what happened, I couldn't believe what I saw, I almost chalushed, and I'm telling you, both say, you can't take it with you. Hey, I know that, stop it. Yeah, I know, but you don't have to inherit it, you have to appreciate it. We have to appreciate everything and inculcate, that's our jaros, to inculcate these ideas to the depths of our soul and our nefesh, that we feel it and act like that, not just verbalize it, not just know intellectually, but to live every second of our life feeling it and acting accordingly.